Light this candle. Yeah.
I'm not singing Metallica. All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Ramblecast. Check it out. Welcome back to Jack's old joke that you laugh about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. And Jay's just disappeared somewhere underground. But who'd have thought we'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought we'd leave ya?
Back here where we need ya. Yeah, we tease Jack a lot, cause we got him on the spot.
Welcome back, Chris.
I actually was going to go with that. That's where actually I got the inspiration for the song. It's like, it's got to be a Welcome Back Chris song, but then I like giving you shit. So, okay.
All right. I can go with that.
That was good. I like
very
that.
Good. Very, very good.
Very appropriate.
Well, I know Matt likes to go first here because that's just the way he is. But Chris, you've been away for a while. What has been happening in your life?
Oh, my Christ. So since I've been gone, I this is now an After Dark show, so we can say whatever the hell we want, isn't it?
Is this your first one back with the new...
It is, yeah. Excuse me. A lot has happened in the past 3-4 weeks, which is the reason why I haven't been on the show is that my life has been up in the air and in hotel rooms and friends' houses for the last few weeks. So I think last I left you guys, I was getting ready to sell my house, or I was going to Tennessee, or I don't even know what I was doing. I think I was in Tennessee. It was the week before I went to Tennessee.
Oh, you got to watch that. You got to watch your Patriots play.
Yeah, that was fast. what an awesome city Tennessee is, though. Nashville, that is, in Tennessee. It was such a good trip. Everything about that trip was awesome, with the exception of the football game.
many thought the game was excellent.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
No, we played like dog shit. It was a terrible game. I flew back from Tennessee on a Monday night. I got in like 1 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, and we had the movers were scheduled to be at my house for 8:30 in the morning to pack up all my shit and get me on to my next house. Because we were closing the next day on both houses. So we're going to close on the sale of my old house and the purchase of the new house in the afternoon. So it's all going to happen in one fell swoop. So I, going on like 4 or 5 hours of sleep after I got home. I get the movers are here. It's like cold, like 36 degrees and it's just like piss and rain. Just gross weather. The weather you'd never want to be outside for, which is like cold and rainy. And I get a phone call as I'm standing on my porch, and like the wind and rain and everything, and the coffee. I apologize. So, anyways, I'm staying on the porch. I get a phone call from my real estate agent. She's like, "Hey," I'm like, "Hey," she's like, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm all right. I'm good." And she's like, "So I got some news." I'm like, "Oh boy." She's like, "We're not going to close tomorrow." I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me!" I told her, "They're literally packing up all of my stuff onto the truck right now.
They have my Mentos."
She's like, "Can you stop them?" I'm like, "No, I can't. It's already, it's in motion. It's happening." So they move all my stuff out, clean up my house, and apparently, the people who bought my house, it was a combination of them. I'm not sure if they're really, really good people or not. I don't really care. but they had a terrible real estate agent, and they had a terrible lender, and they also had a terrible closing lawyer. So a combination of all those things put together.
Wait, to be fair, aren't all lawyers terrible?
No, mine was amazing. I love my lawyer. I think she's fantastic anyways. Long story longer. So they screw up their mortgage. their pre-approval of the mortgage. Excuse me. And some, I guess it wasn't going to happen. They weren't going to get the mortgage approved before like closing time the next morning. So I'm like, well, what do I do? Like, and she's like, all right, well, we hope to be able to close on Friday. So it was Tuesday. So I had to stay in a hotel room a couple of nights and then started staying at some friends' houses and whatnot. And then come Friday, they're like, yeah, it's not going to close. They have to switch their loan to an FHA loan. Now, for those listening who don't know what that is, an FHA loan is a federally funded or federally backed home loan, of which has its own special list of contingencies and approval needs. So, like, different criteria.
Well, it used to be, yeah, you got it.
What's that?
Used to be, yeah, you got it. Go ahead. Move in, yeah. Didn't you?
I know, but now it's like super strict, and all these different things have to go into play. So I'm at work, and I find out that this is happening, and I had to, like an emergency, I had to call a friend of mine who's a contractor to come out and take care of a few things that need to get taken care of, and then that got approved. But then their mortgage didn't get approved until the next Wednesday. Next Tuesday, which is like a day and a half before Thanksgiving. So I closed on both houses on Wednesday of last week. And I was out of a house, out of all of my stuff for about a week. But we finally closed. We were able to get moved in. And the only time the moving company could get me moved in was on Thanksgiving.
So they worked on Thanksgiving.
They did, yeah, they did. It was nuts, man. Like it was absolutely crazy. Unfortunately, the move ended up costing me double, which sucked.
Yeah, I guess so. Plus, they had all the hotel bills and stuff.
Yeah, hotel bills. Oh, hang on 1 second.
Well, this is great podcasting.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Sorry. You sound great.
Now you sound excellent. You might want to tell the story again because no one heard it. Welcome back.
I think he's reading an email from his lawyer.
All right. Cool. I had to get my configuration set up so I can use my ear pods. Anyways, so here I am back on the computer. It was just updated. It so happens you don't use it for a week or so. But anyways, yeah. So the move cost me double. They moved me in on Thanksgiving. I missed Thanksgiving dinner. Got to have leftovers at my brother's house though, so that was all right. But here I am, new home.
You had a lot to be thankful for though, right?
And then yesterday, had a doctor's appointment with my wife and. I don't think I've announced it here, but yeah. my wife is pregnant.
Oh yeah, no,
no, yeah, we know.
I don't think you guys know. I don't think you've announced sex though.
I don't think I've talked about it on the show though. Actually,
well, obviously we had sex. She's pregnant.
I think we were on a patrons podcast.
Am I right?
Oh, maybe so, it was patrons. Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so we found out we're having a boy.
Nice. Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Yay. Yes.
In 21 short years, he can replace Tom Brady.
Exactly.
JP wants to know who the mother is.
Now you got the set. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep forgetting there's a group chat here.
I'm not on the group chat. I am afraid that it's going to just wreck my computer. So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm...
I'm going back and forth.
I do want to share everybody that is in the chat, and also Nick. I have all of these balls.
Are those planters?
No, that's no.
They're uts. Yeah, uts. Yeah, but they are the big giant. See, you know,
you've gotten hooked now. Yeah,
my son got hooked on those. Yeah, he's a complete cheese ball addict now.
Yeah.
So My uncle actually is the one that turned him on to the cheese balls. So,
hey kid, come over here.
Yeah, totally.
I got something for you. put down those grapes. I got something for you. Cheese balls.
Cheese balls. It's the next thing.
It's dairy.
Come on.
Well, you know, officially, I guess, Chris, congratulations, even though I know we've talked about it on another podcast, but we're all very, really excited for you. So
yes, I very much appreciate it. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey with all of that. So it's been great.
Well, at least now you're, for the home stretch, you're settled. You have the house.
Yeah, that was the whole game plan. You know, it was the first was the Jeep. got him a bigger Jeep, and then this whole house thing has been something we've been working on for a bit, and then it all kind of fell into place. I'm just glad we are able to get settled in relatively close to the holidays, maybe a little too close to the holidays, but I'll tell you, like, the whole process of the selling and the buying of the home, that sucks. So if you ever have to do it, like the whole contingency thing, it's the worst. But also, don't do it when your wife is like 5 months pregnant, or 3 months pregnant, whatever it is.
Your daughter probably likes staying in the hotel, right?
She didn't stay at the hotel. She actually stayed with her friends, just so they can get her up to go to school in the morning.
Okay, so she got her.
Bonus.
But she actually changed schools. So there's a
by the hour hotel.
Didn't happen. but the so my daughter has recently changed schools because of the move. So it's a big change for her. And
That's a big change too.
Side story. This story won't be told anywhere except for Ramblecast After Dark. So we did, and I'm not posting it because that's not something I would do, but we did like a gender reveal thing for Amanda, myself, and my daughter. We specifically did not want to do some party or anything like that. We just wanted to, for start us, a wildfire. We wanted to do it, right? Or start a wildfire. So we had our friend of ours go and grab one of those like balloon sacks, essentially, that kind of look like old, like whatever color balloon it is. And so we did it yesterday in our front yard of the new home, which is kind of nice. I have a video of it, but I'm not gonna post it. But I had to edit it so much because my daughter was fucking pissed.
No attention?
She is so mad.
she want a girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. She's much better off.
Yeah,
much better off. I mean, like I said, I've told these stories before. My daughters are 2 years apart. They still fight.
Yeah,
they're 27 and 29. I mean, they get along better. I mean, you can see their sisters and stuff. But
yeah,
oh my god. I mean, Jay's told story. I mean, growing up, oh my god, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, these guys are going to be 7 years apart.
Now she's better off. I know she doesn't think so, but she's better off.
No, she's absolutely fine now. But like live in the moment of like all the emotion of like I mean, God bless her. She's gone through a lot for a 6-year-old at this point. I mean, she's from moving houses to changing schools, staying at her friend's house, like not having a place to hang her head really, and just so much change going on. And then the finding out that she's going to be a big sister, and then finding out that she's going to have a little brother.
Did you have to edit out her saying "fuck this shit"?
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
She's just, I don't want to be. She wouldn't be in the video. You can just hear her behind the camera be like, oh, I don't want to be in the video. I don't want to.
Fuck this.
our second, it was a complete surprise. We didn't want we didn't have any gender reveal thing.
You just said you didn't want. I heard you say it.
What?
You said we didn't want. We didn't have.
No, we didn't want to know. No, I was just stuttering, but we didn't want to know. Actually, it was just going to be a surprise. So it, you know, when he came out, that's when we found out. So,
We did that with our last one.
It was a bit overwhelming for me because I kept thinking, yeah, my grandpa had all girls. I'm probably going to have all girls. So I was just kind of resigned to it being a girl. And then when it was a boy, And they, you know, they said, oh, you know, dad, it's a boy. And I just was like, I got to sit down, you know? And meanwhile, my wife's just like laying there, you know, and I'm just like, I think I'm going to pass out. So, you know, dads are never cool in the moment. Never. No.
Cool. No. Well, our last, well, my wife had C-section. So, but our last one, we didn't want to know because we knew what the middle one, it was a girl. The last one, I said, I'll just keep it a surprise. Whatever happened. Everyone said it was going to be a boy. Everyone.
Oh.
Oh, I think I see something there. And boy, 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 boy. Oh, you're carrying a boy. I'm never wrong. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. So I'm filming it because I filmed my other daughter's birth. And so when the doctor goes, it's a girl, I go, and there's a complete silence. It's like, are you sure? Because I was kind of really hoping for a boy.
But it has a tail.
Is there another one in there, Doc?
Well, then they go, because we, you know, my wife, we had decided to tie her tubes, and they go, you still want to tie her tubes? I go, yeah, go ahead, because it'll be another girl. And I just have a, I would have a house full of girls. And
yeah.
Not that girls are bad. No, not that girls are bad, but.
I kind of have the same feeling like Matt did. Like, my sister had two boys, and I, you know, have nothing. But as I'm getting older, you know, your odds of having girls are more higher, I think, as you get older. And so I'm like, I know I'm, if I ever have a kid, it's going to be a girl. And we're like, no. I mean, not that it's bad. It's just like, you always, every guy wants a son. So.
Yeah. And I was actually kind of pushing for, you know, I was reading up on some things, you know, as we were trying, as we were conceiving for my son. And I said, well, let's just try for a boy. You know, there's some things on here that we can try. And one of them was, you know, not eating, you know, for the woman not to eat spicy foods or anything acidic. Hmm. So staying away from tomatoes and staying away from like lots of stuff that had, you know, high acidity. And so
things that taste good.
Yeah, that was a real hard thing to convince my wife, like, hey, you're not allowed to eat tomatoes. So
oh, but I can, you know, I can. Could you eat tomatoes?
Oh yeah, I could. I was fine, you know.
You didn't do the whole, because I went without a ride.
I think for the male, it was something about like drinking coffee an hour before, you know, getting those sperm cells like all jazzed up or whatever. So who knows if it worked or not? You know, there's a bunch of stuff out there that, you know, I was, call me superstitious. I was just like, well, let's hedge our bets. I mean, what's our chance to, you know? And she's like, well, let's just let nature take its course. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Well, wasn't it true you only had kids so you could take cuts in front of people?
I don't take cuts in front of people at UPS, USPS. That is not what happens.
It's not what you said. You clearly said,
no, I
took cuts in front of everybody.
All right, look, Dennis Dennis backed me up on this. This is what you do.
Oh, Dennis was drunk.
Dennis is fucking right. And and he called me right, too. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I don't take cuts because of my kids. There's a specific place where you put the packages down. Chris doesn't want to hear about this. This is what you miss, Chris.
This is what you clearly said. You said,
no, I want to hear about your package.
When it's big and girthy and it has a lot of hair and I'm in a hurry, I cut in front of all of the other people in line at USPS and I say, where can I lay down my salami? It's got to get there on time. So, and usually it's an older woman and she says, you can use my back door. And I say, okay. Oh. Anyway, I'm paraphrasing because it is RADCAD or RCAD.
RCAD. Now, so Dennis said you were right about taking cuts so you can hang your salami. Is that?
I was not taking cuts. It is perfectly, it's not even a cut.
But you are the one that said, I think Nick will back me up. I took cuts to the post office.
All right, I misspoke.
And okay. I said, because I have to pick up my kids.
I misspoke.
Why should I wait 10 minutes when I have to pick up my kids?
Well, that is true. There is no reason to wait in line for like absolutely no reason because as Dennis pointed out, it backs up the line and then nobody, you know, it like clogs up the arteries.
Yeah, tell that to everyone who's in front of you. I'm sure
they don't give a shit. They just look at me nasty and then I'm gone.
I tried that at the grocery store. I, you know, the 10 items or less. Mm-hmm. I had like 60 and I said, "Hey, I got kids." And nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Yeah, of course not. Now, what do you consider like a six pack of Coke or a 12-pack of Coke. Is that one item or is that 12?
One item. It's okay. One item, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm always get paranoid about that because I never use Express.
You're like, is this dozen eggs? Does this count as one item or 12?
Well,
the food line, I don't know about the rest of America, the food line we have out here, it says about 12 items or less.
Mm-hmm.
I go, why would you give people, I mean, they're already cheating the system anyway. I literally count. If people have like 10, if I'm in 10 items left and they have like 15, I'm like looking at them, I go, asshole.
Yeah.
Asshole. it's like the people that have a whole basket full of shit and they go to the self-serve. And they can't figure out how to find the goddamn barcode. It's like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah.
What, I know you have kids and have to get out of here, but what the fuck were you thinking?
I am a master when it comes to that self-checkout. I feel like I'm faster than most people.
I am too. But if I have a lot of items, I don't do it. The only thing that bugs me is sometimes I'll buy something where they need your age. I go, you have a video up here. Can't you see how fucking old I am?
No, that's a rookie mistake right there.
Anyway.
I remember because it was during the Clinton administration when they did like a national like must ID 18 and older for, ooh, that's nice.
Who's going to win that?
You took some time to do that one, Matt. Yeah.
This is an oldie but a goodie. It's something I've had for a while.
Who's going to win that one?
I don't know, but it's Santa Claus as a genie. So, and the title is Santa
You got to rub him the right way.
Yeah.
I gave him claws for hands, too, because he's Santa
Claus.
Yeah. All right, sorry to interrupt, Nick.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, I remember, because it had to be around 98 or somewhere in there, 97, 98, somewhere in that area. My dad, like, you know, any guy lives in a small town, you just, you know, get your truck. I'm like, I'm going to go to the store, get me some cigarettes or whatever. And same thing happened to him. Like someone ID'd him. He's like, I'm like 58 years old. Do you really think I'm under 18? And we just lost it. You know, and it's like, she's just doing her job.
I get that for cigarettes. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Come on.
But it was because like that law had just passed. So like they were trying to be, and you know, he didn't know it. It was just like, just go 10 minutes into town.
I usually don't get mad, but sometimes I go, come on, really?
Here's the thing. Your dad probably looked somewhat intelligent, so they were like, oh, I don't know. This guy could be an inspector.
Mm.
Looks like he's got a job. I mean, this is Tennessee. There's only like 12 people in this.
You never see my dad, huh?
Oh, okay. Okay, I stand corrected.
Love you.
This guy looks like he's got out of high school. I mean, and he was in there for a while.
Those tests are hard.
Yeah, they are hard.
No shame, man. There's no shame in it, dude.
Nope.
Top of my class, eighth grade.
Not like you're from Mississippi. Anyway, I'm kidding, Mississippi. I'm kidding.
Oh, so I don't know. Like, I feel like Chris should have like a lot of stuff to tell. He's been gone for 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, I got, man, lots of stuff.
Well, like, all right, like let me tell, let's just, because I know Manny probably wants to know, like, was there any bar or restaurant or something in Nashville that you were just like, man, I'm glad I came here?
Yeah, there was. There was one of the bars on, I guess Broadway is like
Broadway.
The main drag. No one who lives in Nashville goes to Broadway. It's like a tourist area. But I did find this one bar that I
because they card
loved. So we I got in when I get in Friday night super late, and all the guys I was staying with, we rented like a Airbnb, and then we got up the next morning and wound up with the Johnny Cash Museum. I was like, all right, cool, I'll go to the Johnny Cash Museum. It was such a waste of money.
Oh.
Is it like the Alamo?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, one question about the Johnny Cash Museum. Did they have the car that was made one piece at a time?
No.
Okay.
No.
They did have a
lot of cool stuff. I guess if you're comparing the exhibit to like what you would see like at a traveling exhibit for like a, you know, like an art museum, is, I guess it's pretty cool, but I think I paid like $20 to go in, and it was just like, all right, whatever. And everyone's all hungover and like, you know, want to throw up, whatever. We just finished breakfast. So we went there, and then
that's not saying much for the breakfast.
Yeah, but the breakfast is actually awesome. I forgot the name of the place. Nick, I sent you a text about the place. It was like one of the spots of like the civil rights movement. I forgot what the name of the place was, but I had some amazing. You can't sit here.
Think.
No, that's exactly the scene that was there. The place is famous for the protests.
Woolworths,
yeah.
On Fifth.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then so that was good. But anyways, so after the Johnny Cash, half of the crew went back and were just like people were throwing up, going back to bed, couldn't handle it because they were all 35 to 40 year old men who shouldn't be acting like we're 19,
right?
Once you've done Johnny Cash,
so I said nay. I'm not going to go back and sleep. I'm here in Nashville. I'm going to have fun in Nashville.
I'm here to party.
So a couple of my buddies, we started hitting up bars on Broadway, and
are the lights much brighter?
Dude, it was 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. There were no lights. And the scene was incredible. It was, and people were out drinking already. So anyways, I went to this, a couple different bars. I went to this place called Whiskey Bent. Whiskey Bent was probably my favorite bar in Nashville.
I've been Whiskey Bent.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we get up to the bar. Meanwhile, my buddy is still, he might still be drunk from the night before. We get up to the bar. Everyone just like freezes because there's all you can see is just bottles of whiskey.
Have you been to the game yet?
No.
You haven't had a reason to drink yet. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, all right. Everyone like paused for a second. Meanwhile, there's the whole bar is busy. People are sitting down. So I'm just like, give me 3 Bud Heavies and 3 shots of Jack, please. And
for just you?
No, for me and my two friends. And my buddy looks at me and goes, no. he's like, why would you do that? And the guy at the bar, sitting at the bar, turns around and goes, because he's a good friend.
Right. Exactly.
So he's like, oh, I guess we went to Nashville.
You fit right in. I mean, even yeah. like everyone, like that's what I've always called. I've never said Budweiser or give me a Bud. It's always Bud Heavy. It's like, give me a Bud Heavy and a whiskey. Like, I mean, that's just what happens.
That's it. Bro,
that's what they call a Bud Heavy, a Budweiser.
Yeah. Budweiser is a Bud, because you have Bud Light. So I've said it since I was a kid. Like, you just say Bud Heavy. Like,
I've always said Bud Heavies.
I never say Bud anything. So
sounds too much like Bud Head. But okay.
But well, that would have been cool too. But so we got the day started there. That's how that day got going. And
have
we didn't
you seen
stop.
The Johnny Cash Museum? Got to check that out.
We didn't stop. So that was just the beginning of it all. It was crazy. Someone asked me what was the rooftop bar that you were at, but Mandy. Oh, because I probably posted a picture from up there. That was actually on Sunday. That was our tailgate.
That's where you said no Tennessee fans to be seen.
Yeah, there were none. Like no Tennessee fans, even in the stadium. I would say in the stadium it was easily 60-40 Patriots
really?
Fans. Yeah.
Wow.
Not as bad as the Chargers in LA had it, but. Still bad.
No, it was impressive, and again, because nobody who's from Nashville goes to Broadway, so that's probably a big reason why we didn't see anybody or any Tennessee fans. But it was literally everyone from Boston, right? So we had like, I was like, oh man, I was like looking forward to seeing some of the of the Southern beauties, but unfortunately, it was all
Southern
the
Southern Bells,
Southern Bells. But unfortunately, it was all
I
the.
I do declare, I have not
actually, we changed it to now the Southern Buds.
Yeah,
exactly. I just like Matt's accent there. I do declare.
I know my wife and I used to travel to different cities to see that team from LA play, and which way is the stadium? I go, just follow the herd of their fans because. How far was the stadium from where you stayed?
Not far. I mean, so we were.
It's across the river, but
it's across the river. So
it's walking distance.
It's walking, from downtown. It's walking, yeah.
Well, from where we stayed, it wasn't walking. So we took an Uber to downtown, but it was fine. Getting around Nashville is not hard at all.
No, not at all.
But
Los Angeles would be a real pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. So I'll get to the transportation thing in a second. But
there is no transportation.
But the I was saying, because, you know, with all there's no Southern Bells. I was kind of disappointed to see some of that charm. All we saw were just haggard Northeastern women.
Oh my God, I'm gonna come down and
I'll, the best way I can say this without being a complete dick is that the women from the Northeast who travel with the Patriots typically are not awesome.
Polite enough.
And there were some exceptions, but
that was Chris, the Boston Patriot fan. I'm sorry, New England Patriot fan that said that.
Chris was like within a few hours of Boston losing. I immediately sent him a video of this Patriots woman fan just like grabbing someone's Titans flag and just ripping it up. And like,
there's one of them.
I can just see her in the face of the fans. It's like, wow, some classy people right
there. That's one of them.
Is that the one that got thrown out?
Probably.
Because I saw this video on YouTube where this Patriots fan is just going, and she's just screaming at him and screaming at this guy. And she's in Tennessee. And I'm like going, yeah. I go, shut the fuck up, lady. What are you? And she, and her, even her friend is like going, I love you, but I have to, I guess because the guy was wearing a Boston Red Sox hat, but wearing a Tennessee Titan, if I remember correctly, it was a Tennessee Titan jersey. So
it's convenient.
She was upset that he was wearing, and she's going, finally she got hauled out after like five. Even the Patriots fans around her were like, shut the fuck up. Sit down. Shut up.
Yeah. But, yeah, so overall, the town was great. You know, we stayed at this really cool place. It was, I forgot the name of the district. It was a little bit north, not too far from the city.
Burn Nipple, or what's that? What's your place called? That Matt,
Broad Ripple.
Broad Ripple, that's what it is. But it was Broad Nipple, right?
Yeah, you stayed in North Nashville? Like, that's really strange.
No, hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly where it was in a second. I can tell you by the amazing burger that I had while I was there.
It sounds like you're ready to move to Nashville.
Well, while you're looking,
I was in 3rd Ave North.
Oh, 3rd Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, so I stayed right down the street from this place called Jack Brown's Beer and Burger Joint, and it was freaking amazing. It was one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life. So that area of town, I believe, is called Germantown. That's where I stayed. Germantown.
Nice.
So let me tell you about this. So I don't know. I mean, this is probably not news to you, Nick. Maybe not, Jack. I don't know if they got this in the Midwest, or maybe they did. I'm not quite sure. But I found a new mode of transportation while I was out there. The Lime Bike.
Oh, you never did those? Oh, okay.
So it was not the bicycle, but the motorized scooters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's so they're all throughout we have them here, but they're all throughout San Diego too.
Yeah, Boston has bikes, but down there they have like the Razor scooters that are powered.
Yep.
Birds and Lime. Birds and Lime. Yeah.
They are like an infestation.
South Park did an entire episode on birds.
I know San Diego's getting, I think I mentioned it, San Diego's getting so mad at the scooters because people just leave them all over the place that they've been piling up and throwing them into the ocean.
So, my buddy Jeff, who I was there with, he actually works for, he signed up to be like a driver for them. So what he does is like, he's got the app on his phone and,
so you got free scooter.
What's great is he can just go get in his car, go pick up three or four scooters, put them in his car, go home, charge them,
right,
and then drop them off at a specific place, and he gets paid for charging
them, right?
Yeah,
yeah. There's a place here in Indianapolis where they're kind of banned. They're not allowed. So they're
because they go too fast, and
it's a street nuisance for cars and what have you. And so, and
what are they doing? What are they doing in the street?
I don't know. Don't get me on the details. Anyway, I know.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, hey, asshole, it's for the sidewalk.
Well, that is true, but you know, people leave them in weird places or what have you, but Speedway ended up impounding them. And so it was funny because they end up in Speedway. They just end up in the police impound. So, so my wife and I had the idea of just rounding up all of them, charging them, and then dropping them off at Speedway. I had a, in all seriousness though, I had a student though who had a serious accident this year on one of them. I mean,
oh yeah,
I was, oh my gosh, like he, I couldn't believe he came to class. I commended him for it. Because
well, you
you
have that no miss class policy, right? If they miss class, they get cut.
Well, no, I mean, well, you miss so many classes and, you know, it can affect your grade or what have you, because, you know, you got to be there to be square. But he had a serious accident, though, and I never tell students to not come, but I was like, hey, dude, you can go home. You're like, dude,
you're like gross to look at, that pus and stuff.
No.
It's making me sick.
Well, I mean, it was serious. I mean, he had a bad concussion and everything, and it was, I could tell that it was affecting just his ability to focus and draw, you know. And so,
you don't have to. I've seen like Comic Con, they don't wear helmets or anything either. So,
right, yeah. I mean, he hit a curb with it or hit something. You know, I don't know his whole story because I didn't shake him down for it. But he had hit something that basically, you know, he flew forward. You know, and his head hit the pavement, and oh my gosh, like my heart still breaks for him because it was not pretty. So
wow,
yeah, I was just happy that he was alive. So yeah, watch out for those scooters. You know, there is no helmet for those. So
that's old school.
Well, it's funny because it seemed like before the Bird and Lime craze, it's hit most major cities. I have an electric scooter that it's a custom company called Irby that's out of Pasadena, and that's what they were like. Yeah, like there's no, it's not technically a bicycle, it's not technically a motorized vehicle, so there's no helmet laws or nothing. You can just do it, and like it's crazy. But the thing whips around. It's great. Charges really fast. But I mean, what I bought was before all that. But now that Lime and Bird's out, I would have done that instead of buying an actual electric scooter. Oh.
Do you have a helmet then that you wear or no?
No, I don't, because I ride. I tend to ride it on the sidewalk, and I'm pretty. I mean, I'm really. I mean, I understand that someone could hit me, but I'm pretty cautious when
you need to get one of these. You need to get one of these.
Actually, oh my god! Yeah, no,
that is awesome.
There's a company, Matt. You need
stay on target.
You need to come to Comic Con. There is a company that makes those, and it actually is a helmet, like a bicycle motorcycle helmet. And the visors come up and down, you know, with the thing, and they make them for Boba Fett, TIE Fighter, X-Wing fighter, and a couple others. It's like, oh my god! Like, I see him, I'm like, I really want that helmet, but I can't justify it. It's like,
yeah, you can. Who do you have to answer to?
Yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, I'm the, you know, but I'm such an impulse buyer. Like, I was up in Santa Cruz, Monterey area all this past weekend.
I saw great photos, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I you know, that's what I do. I love taking photos if I can find a good angle. And I forgot the cord from my GoPro to charge it, and it died on my first day. And I went to Best Buy going like, oh, I need a cord for this. And like, oh, that's a Hero 4. That's obsolete. And I was like, I just bought it like 2.5 years ago. And I'm just that guy that's like, I don't care. I'm fine. I was like, give me the new one then. Give me the new Hero 7. And it was really worth it, though. The colors were so much better. You have a screen on the back, you know, that shows you, like, what you're taking. It's got a stabilizer in it so it doesn't shake if you're doing video. I was like, it was worth the money. But that's what I mean. Like, all those fisheye photos I take are from the GoPro. And then, you know, the iPhone. I think the iPhone is actually a really good camera.
Yeah, you had some great shots.
Yeah.
It had Danworthy.
Dan, really, Dan?
Dan, I found out Dan's photos are fake because he's not really showing where he's at. It's misdirection. Just saying.
Misdirection. Oh, okay.
Just say misdirection.
I don't see how that's possible.
How it's possible? You take photos at a previous date, then you post them later on. Say sorry, officer. I was in Utah when all those bodies were found. So,
yeah,
well, you can't. But where Dan goes, though, I mean, he goes off the grid so far that it's not, you know, like you can post those immediately. You got to download them to your computer.
But are you paying attention? That's what I'm saying. He posts them 3 or 4 months later.
Sure. I mean, some of the more modern cameras now, you know, you can have where you can kind of post them to social media, but, you know, My DSLR, I don't have that ability to just post it immediately. I got to download it.
Yeah,
just flip saying.
Phone. Yeah, flip phone. With...
No, the DSLR, the camera.
The camera. Okay.
The camera. Yeah. The camera. Yeah, it comes with a chip, you know, and you take out the chip.
I remember those days.
So.
I remember the 90s.
The D stands for digital. The L stands for lens.
You have to still have a Polaroid.
And the S stands for.
Does it have like a read write CD ROM?
You have to take the picture like this.
Okay. It's a leapfrog.
I'm looking at the box. There's a mirror there. Okay, hold it. Don't move. Click. All the.
Unfortunately, I'm not at work because I actually have my old grandfather's camera that's like that. I have his old.
Oh, like a really old, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
I think I showed that to you when I have a box.
Yeah, you have one. I had one when I was a kid, and I don't know what the hell happened to it. Mom probably threw it away.
The negatives are hard to find, but I love those negatives because, you know, they're like about this big. And the
resolution
is so good.
My kids today just don't know. The flash, you had to get the bulbs. They had the four of them.
Oh, my God.
Click, click.
Kids today with the hula hoops and their mini skirts and their rock and roll.
Nah, well, it's crazy.
And their Elvis Presley hippie dippy music.
He's the devil.
Look at him moving them hips. You know what he's doing. But yeah, it's funny. Like, I mean, it is. The photography is so easy these days, unless you're really trying to be a professional. Because, like, you imagine giving like a camera to a 14, 15 year old now and be like, oh, you need 800 film for this. You need 200 film for this. You need, you know, like, and telling them like iOS and all these different things. If you actually want to take a good photo, and they'll look at you like.
Then you have to take it down to the photo mat.
Yeah.
To get it developed. What's a photo mat? I can't. You're scaring me.
I do miss though. Like, there's not that many places that you can actually get photos printed though. I do miss that. Walgreens has a pretty good app where you send them digitally your photos, and then they'll print them out if they have a photo printer at their store. That's the only place I know that can do it.
Costco as well, I believe.
CVS that too.
Yeah. CVS. Yeah.
I think we've talked about it before. My biggest thing is when you get the photos back and they weren't what you thought.
All right.
It's like, give me double prints. Give me double. I'm rolling it. Just give me two double prints. Are you sure? Give me two prints. And you get them back. You go, oh, that sucked. I remember I took it to a Clippers game once. When they were still in San Diego. And Terry Cummings, I was wearing great seats. I had the camera, but I had it on the wrong speed.
Oh.
Steals the ball. He goes in for a slam. I'm right there. I go, I've just got the Sports Illustrated cover. Because I was just right there. I was in the perfect place. So I go, give me double prints. Every one of the pictures came out wrong because I had the wrong speed on.
Oh,
and I'm like going, I go, I'm an idiot. I mean, every photo, I think they played the Celtics too. That's how, but it was just like, I was like, all these great players and all you get. I kept the photos. Fuck it, I paid for them. And they're all blurry and all. It's just like thing. You go, God damn it. You know, the young people listen to home, like, what is he talking about? You can tell right away if the photo's good or not. You just delete it. No.
Well, my grandfather took slides, actually, and I have his entire slide collection from the 60s. And it's funny because I'll go through them sometimes, and there'll be an entire roll that I'm like, Grandpa, what were you doing? You were on the wrong – like, you know, it's all – the whole, you know, line of slides are all dark. But, I love
– But he had a good time doing it.
Yeah,
one of my favorite quotes was from the late great George Carlin. He said, "Can anyone explain to me the need for 1 hour photo finishing? You just saw the fucking thing."
But again, though, if you think you've taken a great photo, you want to see it.
That's true.
You want to see it, and it's like, yeah, give me a rush job on this. I need it in 3 days.
I'm not sure if it was George Carlin or not, but there was another great comedian that said. They were talking about taking pictures and how you hand somebody the camera and they're like, I don't know. I don't know how to use a camera, you know? And you're like, the button is in the same fucking place that it always is. It's in the upper right corner. You use your thumb and just push the fucking trigger.
It is true. But you know what? I hate to say this because I don't want to pick on my wife because she's not here to defend herself. But every time she had the video camera, you'd hear us all say, Mom, take off the lens cap. Mom, take off the lens cap. Because there's hours of photos of her just, you see the date, and you can hear everyone talking, but no.
Oh,
Bob didn't take off the lens cap every single time.
It's like every photo of me in Iceland, because Mom usually goes with me wherever I go, and I've tried to teach her for years how to take a photo. I'm like, it's an iPhone, Mom. Like, all I want, I'll even like hold it exactly where I want the position of the photo. I'm like, don't move your hands, just right here. And then when I stop, just push the red button. That's all you have to do. And
oh fuck, it's a video.
Yeah, it's a video. Or she'll hold it down, so it's just it's that motion picture to where it's just like me going, and like moving in slow mo, or like she'll move it just a little bit, and then it's an angled. I'm like, oh my god, all you had to do was hold it right there and just push it, just tap the photo.
So the guy that invented the selfie stick used to hang out with your mom. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He just got frustrated at the bed. You know, you and your mom should have a reality show. I would every time you guys go, I would watch it.
Nick, pro tip for your mom. Next time she's taking a photo with a camera on her phone.
Yeah.
Just like what Matt said, the button is in the same fucking place. The volume up button also works as a shutter.
I love that feature. Yep. The volume up button is a great shortcut. I use that a lot.
Or if you're wearing your the connected earbuds to the phone, the volume up button on the earbuds will do the same thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's some really incognito shit. You're like,
ooh.
Click, click, click.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the volume up button. I'm getting off topic here, but I've been watching Narcos Mexico. Mm-hmm. And like 90% of it is in is subtitles. And I don't know how many times I'm going like this. I turn up the sound as I'm reading the subtitles. I go, why the fuck am I turning up the sound when it's just speaking Spanish?
You're like, how do you turn up the subtitles? How can I make them larger?
And I did the same thing when I would watch Narcos. I find myself going, this is not loud enough.
See, I have the opposite of effect when I'm driving. And I don't know where the hell I'm going. I have to turn the music down to better concentrate on what I can see.
Sure.
Oh, no, I don't know if you guys do this, but I still do this. I think I'm an idiot for doing it. But every time I'm trying to hear something on the radio, I lean closer to the radio, even though the speakers are right next to me.
What are you doing?
Why the fuck am I doing this?
Get the signal to his brain.
I can't hear it.
I can't hear this broadcast.
Seriously, since I've been driving, I do, and never have the speakers been next to the radio, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. They're always on the side.
Does anybody else do the cheat where they put the speaker, you know, the speaker for your phone, you know, in the cup holder, so it actually creates a natural kind of like amplifier? I do that all the time.
My kids have done that. So okay, that's how I learned it.
Okay,
I don't do it, but that's how I learned it.
Yeah, it's that little refraction echo kind of. Yeah, you know, yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Pretty clever. I'm sure Nick's mom does it.
So while I was waiting for my flight out of Tennessee last week and 2 weeks ago, I went to the movies.
I wanted to actually talk about it. I'm glad you bring this up. Go ahead.
Yeah, went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, guys, spoilers. I don't want to hear what happens to him at the end.
You can actually ask Matt and Jack. I've actually talked about the last two episodes. Like, you guys seen Bohemian Rhapsody? No. Okay, I'll just wait for Chris.
Well, I gotta see Creed next. I gotta see Creed.
I saw Creed this past weekend. Yeah.
I really liked it. I thoroughly enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought it was a really, really.
I've heard mixed reviews on it.
It's a mixed thing. Like it's like what I had said. I think briefly.
Yeah, I
as a movie, I really liked it. You know, it hits all the right points. You know, the last 20, 30 minutes of that movie, if you're not at least a little bit tearing up, then you're dead inside.
Well, he's a poor boy from a poor family, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just that, like, because I loved Queen. I loved Queen since basically Wayne's World, because that's when our generation got introduced to Queen.
They were around before that.
I know, but, like, for everyone born in our generation, you know, we were listening
Is that when you fell in love with Charlton Heston's acting?
That was in number two.
Well, Wayne's
World. Yeah, I mean, because he was the better actor. You know, it was a bit part, but you know, they did. They nailed it. He nailed the scene. Thank you.
Forget about Ben-Hur, Planet of the Apes.
But that Live Aid, that Live Aid performance, which they basically shot for shot, and there is already video comparisons of it out there, and how well they did it. It's almost exactly entirely accurate. And if you do not come away after watching Live Aid feeling robbed of Freddie Mercury's death, of just going like, we lost someone so magical, then yeah, something's wrong with you.
Dude had talent, no question.
Yeah, and but it's a good movie. I mean, it's completely historically and chronologically inaccurate, but I mean, really, I didn't care about that too much. But it is a good movie. Yes.
You know, I noticed because I posted a thing on the on our Facebook page about We Are the World and Do You Know It's Christmas, and Freddie Mercury's not either one.
Nope. Okay.
I just thought someone of his talent would be there, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, wasn't he for We Are the World? When was that? What year?
That was 85 or 6. 85 or 86.
I think it's 84.
It was 84. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was 84.
Because Michael Jackson hadn't lost his touch yet.
And when you watch the video, does Bruce Springsteen look like he's taking a shit every time he sings?
Oh, yes.
We are because I used to do that with my wife's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and every time I went to go take a dump, I'd be like, "We are the world." It's not funny anymore. I go, "Yes, it is."
Yeah. So Nick, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought the movie was like a ton of fun. Like it was one of those movies where, like. It was great to see that in the theater, first of all, because of you really they did a really good job recreating Live Aid. Like it was incredible. Because they did a lot of CGI to recreate Wembley, obviously, but right. You felt like you're in it and you're there. The side by side comparison you mentioned is insane. If you check it out, you can look at the side by side comparison. But they actually did, it looks like I saw one video that I did see that actually had like, it looked like they may have actually had the crowd for the first 50 rows.
They were actually real people, not CGI.
Yeah. So I saw a video from the perspective of the crowd, and I'm assuming it was probably one of the angles that they used for the actual production of it. And it was pretty cool. I did love Mike Myers's cameo.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually very well placed.
You wouldn't believe how many people have watched the movie and didn't realize that was Mike Myers.
I guffawed out loud, especially because his character was trying to put the kibosh on the song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
It was fun, man. It was really, really cool. Like, I guess, you know, so Matt Treese in the chat says Rami Malek was excellent. That is an understatement. He did a phenomenal job in that movie.
Did you know he had a twin brother?
I didn't know that.
He has a twin brother.
Huh.
I found that. He was on some talk show, and I found that out. Hmm. Anyway.
You know, it was real, because I cannot help but – I'm sure you're the same, Jack. Like, I can't help but see him and think of the Pacific every time.
Oh, yeah. He was
Pacific
psycho.
Rim?
No.
he plays a soldier that is just – he has a scene. It's a pretty gross scene. And there's a Japanese soldier who's dead who's right. Missing half his head. I mean, he's shooting – what was he shooting into? Penis or something?
He's throwing rocks.
Into the head.
Like a bowl. Like he's trying to hit, like, you know, throw them in the hole.
It's probably one of the grossest scenes I've ever seen in anything in the world. Basically. He did it well, though.
Yeah.
That's what I remember him from, is Pacific.
And that's what was really, because I didn't realize the guy that plays John Deacon, the bass player in Bohemian Rhapsody, is the other kid, you know, whatever he called him, in the Pacific. You know, it's the child actor, the one that was in Jurassic Park and all that. Like,
really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, look, it's kind of like a reunion for them two. They're working in a movie together, you know, instead of the Pacific. But, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, it wasn't just, is it Rami or Rami? Rami? It wasn't just him. Like, if you look at the pictures of them, I mean, every single one of the band members, they nailed it.
The fuck just, on.
Yeah, I was like, I've never seen a casting done so well in my life where you're like, that is Queen. That looks and
you think
just like Queen.
You think nowadays they almost have to do that because people...
Well, not always.
But, what's crazy is the fact that they found people that legitimately look exactly like Queen. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't know, Jack. Because, like, you know, there's a movie coming out next year about Elton John called Rocket Man, I think. And the guy looks nothing like Elton and does not sing anything like Elton. So you're like, well, that's going to.
Yeah. But that would distract me now, because they do such a good job of making the actors look like the person they're portraying. I would distract from the performance, I think, for me.
Right. I have a special guest here that wanted to say hi.
Duck, Matt!
Is that Meowsers?
Yes, this is Meowsers.
Watch out.
I know. Seriously. He's not too happy that I'm messing with him.
Because I will post it.
You have no qualms about posting it. You're like, I nearly died, Matt. I think you can take one for the team here. So, yes.
Hey, so alongside Rami Malek's performance, which is outstanding, I also learned about this after the fact. And apparently I was the last person in the world to learn about this, but Nick, I'm not sure if you guys have heard this either, but there was also a voice actor that lent his vocal cords to the movie.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I did not.
So there's this guy, his name is Mark Martell. And he's got a YouTube channel that's been up for a long time. I've been kind of checking him out, where he has this uncanny ability to sing just like Freddie Mercury.
Nice.
And it's actually really incredible. So if you have a second to check it out, I know the Nerdist posted an article about it, but the artist's name is Mark.
That's tough to do too, because he's got a one of a kind voice. So
he actually does a series of videos of teaching you how to sing like Freddie Mercury as well, which is kind of cool. A lot of it's genetics
and a hard thing to do, the
way that your face is constructed and so forth and so on.
Even his palate, like, he didn't even want to have like constructive surgery on his mouth.
Scared. That's why he had his teeth removed. Yeah. He's so scared that he would lose.
I'll play a quick little clip of this guy who, by the way, is not Freddie Mercury. But it's actually kind of insane how much he sounds just like him. Let me just fast forward to the intro here. I spent all of my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief.
Somebody.
Actually, I think I have seen that guy before.
Yeah, so anyways, his name is Mark Martell. M-A-R-C. M-A-R-T-E-L. It's pretty incredible. If you have a few minutes, check out some of his feed. But anyways, so for the movie, they used his voice for a lot of the non-recorded concert footage, like, for instance, Live Aid. So getting the performing that they did in the movie, I believe it was a blend of Rami Malek and his voice, which is pretty incredible.
Hmm. Yeah. I guess I gotta see it. But I gotta see Creed.
Totally.
Creed. I never saw Creed 1. I saw Creed 2 because I really wanted to see Drago.
I must break you.
It's gotten fairly decent reviews. I was left with a wanting more feeling. I won't say don't go see it, but it's a decent film. It's not. I don't think it holds up compared to Rocky films. But
I've liked them all, so I probably like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you will. I mean, I liked the movie. When you go in and you start watching it and you think like, oh man, like I hope you learn this or I hope you do this. And then like, as you're watching, you're like, oh, okay.
Cause this is what, the eighth one in the series of the Rocky. Cause you had 5, 6 Balboa. Yeah.
I think
it's 8. Does anyone in the chat know? Yeah, anyway, I've liked the first 7. And people go, how can you do that?
You liked Rocky 5? What's wrong with you?
I liked Rocky 5. I get it. I don't hear no bell.
Bet against Rocky?
Recently, YouTube released, or Paramount through YouTube has released like about 100 of their movies free that you can watch. Now, they do come with commercials, but you can watch them on there. And I think all of the Rocky movies are on there.
Really?
Yeah. So on YouTube. Watch them for free through Paramount. So I think some of the Terminator movies But there was like 100 movies that were released.
Well, like I said, I love all the Rocky movies. The Rambos, I was good with First Blood.
First Blood's great. Yeah.
First Blood is an excellent movie, and then I know they made a lot of money off it, so I can't slag at it, but they were just stupid after that.
First Blood was excellent.
First Blood was excellent, and then Rambo was just like
I love the UHF parody. I still think of that UHF parody.
No, that's Hot Shots, isn't it?
Oh, the Bulls. Hot Shots, yeah.
But anyway, the
Conan the Librarian.
You like Rhinestone? You like Rhinestone, Jack?
I'm not a big Rhinestone fan. No, that was with Dolly Parton, right?
Dolly Parton. Yeah. No one has seen Rhinestone. Even I think Sylvester Stallone doesn't even admit that.
People won't admit they saw, or like my stopper, my mom will shoot, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Come
I've
on,
seen fun. That one. You know, Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash. It's not that bad. I like Tango.
Tango Cash is a horrible movie, but it's got Kurt Russell and what's her name?
It's one of those guilty pleasure. Terry Hatcher.
Yeah. Oh, I love Terry
guilty
Hatcher.
Guilty pleasure movies, yeah.
And then you got Cobra.
Yeah. Cobra. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. It's like there's so many people out there that are like, we get like 9 Rockies, but I can't get a sequel to Cobra or Over the Top. What the hell?
Yeah, Over the Top.
Yeah. Over the Top and Under the Bottom.
I think Over the Top is a sequel to Rocky. You know,
Lords of Flatbush. Is it Flatbush or Flat? What is it? You guys don't remember that one? Because that was when Happy Days was at its peak and Henry Winkler's in it. And that's what they kept pushing it as Henry Winkler is the star of this movie. And he's only in like 5 or 6 minutes and people were just pissed. Because the Fonz, they expect it was Sylvester Stallone and Perry King and a couple other people. But anyway, it's not a bad movie, but that's from
done too bad with his post Happy Days career,
Yeah.
Well, I think he kind of got forgotten. It's weird to say, but I think The Waterboy is what kind of brought him back, and he's done really well since then. That was 20 years ago. But still,
the movie that changed his career, though, but he took him away from the Fonz, was the one with Night Shift.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Night Shift, where he plays a completely different character than the Fonz, because he's, the Fonz, he was cool, and he's not cool in Night Shift. He's the nerd.
Well, and then I mean his appearance and cameos and Arrested Development. I don't know if they're cameos. I mean it's actually a role, but I mean I loved him in that.
There's so many good cameos, and I mean Arrested Development is just excellent. People out there, if you never watched Arrested Development, do yourself a favor.
They shouldn't have come back to Netflix though.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, yeah. it's everyone's opinion.
No, it's your opinion.
You know what? I would stay in line at the post office just to avoid watching it.
Okay, Netflix. That's you.
I still haven't watched the new season though, Arrested Development. I should.
I didn't either. I just said it just wasn't the same. It wasn't funny.
I like Gene Parmesan. He's my favorite. About cameos.
I'm really enjoying Great News. That's kind of my like Netflix comedy that I'm kind of going through. There's 2 seasons. I think what really drew me in was they threw Tina Fey's face on the Netflix kind of poster for it. But she's really not in it that much.
Fake news.
What's that?
Fake news.
No, she is in it, but it's called Great News. Really, really enjoy it. And I think it has some moments. So,
well, have you finished a show you're supposed to finish yet?
That's
right. Three episodes.
You had three episodes last week.
You were all excited about it last week, and you didn't finish it.
Yeah, I got busy. There was other things going on. This? Man in High Castle. You guys can talk about it. That's fine. Go ahead, talk about it. Man in High
Castle. It's been 6 months since I've seen it. So I
6 months. Come on, it's not been that long. It came out in October, the beginning of October. Six weeks.
It's now what, March?
It is barely December. We're knocking on December's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on December's door. Jinx, your makeup.
you could totally tell right there which versions you two listen to. You heard Matt with the Axl Rose like knock, knock, knock.
No. Mine's totally Dylan. I don't listen to that.
I heard Jack in that lower octave. I don't know.
The only version I listen to is the Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid soundtrack. One of my absolute favorite Dylan albums.
It's so different, yeah.
Just not a bit. Dylan.
Actually, you should buy Gillian Welch's. It's like Songs from the Revelator, and she covers Billy, and it's unbelievably good.
Hmm, okay, I'll have to look into that. I mean, I've heard some of her work, but you know, if for those that are unfamiliar with Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid's soundtrack. It is one of the few Bob Dylan albums in which he doesn't sing for like the first two songs, and when he does come in, it's this really nice breath of fresh air.
He sings in "We Are the World."
Yeah, he does.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that. I don't know if he's actually singing. Like he's singing. You actually watch the video. He's just kind of standing there, going like,
he's
"Why?
Like, I can't throw up here."
I was watching the video the other day because I was trying to get my granddaughter to calm down, so I told Alexa, play me. We Are the World, because I knew it was a long video. And I'm watching, I think Kenny Rogers is stoned in this when he's filming, when he's doing the
record. You think?
I think he's flat out stoned.
Yeah, well, Kenny Rogers, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's flat out stoned in this thing. If you watch it,
wasn't he and Willie Nelson like best buds?
Oh, never smoke weed with Willie again. But you look at the lineup they had, it was, I mean, they had Dan Aykroyd was there.
Yeah. Right?
So now it was quite. It was quite the who's who of the music industry at the time.
Think of what the production of that day was, right? So they have a very basic song, right? Very easy house band probably played in the background. But,
they all had the lyrics in front of them though, because
they literally all had the lyrics in front of them.
What is it? We are the what? I can't remember.
A couple of the performers had like a breakout line or two, yeah. Right?
You think
of that producer has to wheel in what like 50 people, right? So they're getting all these people together. Could you imagine the green room at We Are the World?
Oh man!
Well, I guess that they said that you who it was. Who's the guy?
There was a white room too.
Well, who was the producer, the famous producer, record guy?
Oh, it was because Michael Jackson wrote the song.
Yeah, it's Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones. And they said, Rubens, but, yeah, this is great. You're all stars, but you leave your egos at the door. We're doing this for charity. Yeah. And they said everybody pretty much left their egos at the door. And they
especially just, Cindy Lauper, because she Lauper was thing. So. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He almost kicked her out of the studio.
Really?
Because she was, you know, she was famous for wearing that big jewelry and the bracelets and all that, like Madonna. Mm-hmm. And apparently, because when she was doing it, she was making so much noise, like it was all clinking, and so it was always on the mic.
The audio track.
And so they kept saying like, you need to remove this stuff, and she refused to do it. And so I think they moved her away from the mic.
You could, yeah, because she's there, she's with two other people, and she's in the back,
right behind Hulk Hogan.
Because I think Paul Simon was with Kenny Rogers, right? If I remember correctly,
Kenny. I always think of Kenny's Chicken.
I know you put that poll out for those two songs, and this has nothing to do with it, but the song It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas has been stuck in my head nonstop. I cannot, and I haven't even heard it.
I didn't post that.
I know you didn't. But it's like somehow it just worked its way into my head. I was thinking about Christmas songs, and I was thinking about earworm Christmas music that gets stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm. My wife is loves Christmas music, so she'll say, Alexa, play holiday music. So all day today, I've heard Do They Know It's Christmas at least 75 times a day.
Oh my god!
Yes, they fucking know. Stop it!
didn't we do this like last year, year for last? We were talking about what's the worst or most overplayed or whatever Christmas songs were.
But
I don't know if we did that.
It's killing. We Are the World, though.
We probably didn't do a verses on it, but
it definitely deserves a verses, though, don't you think?
I think George Michael got the worst.
What?
My vote would always
was Christmas. You mean because he committed suicide on Christmas?
No, last Christmas.
Oh, last Christmas.
Last Christmas. No, I don't. Is it Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney's my vote. Yeah. Christmas time.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't,
that
I,
was it.
I can't, yeah. And I love Paul McCartney, but I can't stand that song.
You know, the thing is, he's made more money off of that song, I think, than any song in his catalog.
Why?
Really?
Who is buying?
Oh, you mean his solo work?
Because A, it's a Christmas song, so it gets played a lot. And two, he produced it. He was smart enough to produce it. And the producer gets the most of the money of the cut of the track.
And it's on tons of compilations, too. Yeah. So.
It's terrible.
Hey, so it looks like Jack was setting off Mandy's.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, hey, Alexa, buy a sex toy.
Alexa, say the Titans suck. Oh, I think
I heard somebody say something.
I think you just bought a sex toy, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I think my wife just said our Alexa's going
off. You just bought a Titan sex toy, which is even worse. Big There's no resale value on that thing.
It can't go for two. I saw that when they played the Chargers. Anyway.
But, okay, how did the Tennessee Titans beat the Patriots? Like, was it the weather? Or the Patriots are like, hey, this weather is actually decent. I don't know.
Well, they had no Gronkowski, right?
On any given day.
Sorry. You're having PTSD.
The Titans aren't bad. You remember, any sport, it's matchups. This is how you match up. And the Titans are good at stopping the run, except last week, except Monday night against Houston.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the week after they played the Patriots, they rolled into the Colts stadium and dropped an egg. I mean, they barely made 10 points. They scored a field goal at some point, and they got a give-me touchdown in the fourth quarter. But the Colts annihilated them. I was like, who are these?
The Colts, I'm telling you, I think they could make the playoffs.
They can make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to go far. I mean,
But their next five games are easy. The Chargers have a brutal schedule.
It's true.
So I'm hoping they lose every game.
I think luck is one of those players that you just can't count out. I mean, you know, the last game winning play of the game against the Miami Dolphins is he escapes a sack in a third and nine and throws basically a 30-yard bomb to get him in a position where they can kick a field goal and win the game. He's very high on his three touchdowns in eight consecutive games or something like that. So
I think he's healthy again.
He's healthy again, and he's sharp as a tack. So, yeah, he's not to be discounted. So
we'll see. I don't know if you guys follow me. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I like to bat. I like to have arguments with current Charger fans. I honestly don't care that they support the team, but stop being so fucking stupid. I don't know if you saw the game this week. They play in a stadium that holds 27,000 people.
You're like Nick to Star Wars fans.
Yes. Literally, half the stadium was – half the stadium was empty, and here's the defense of the Charger fans on Twitter. Show the other side. I go, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? It's 27,000 seats. You should have 27,000 Charger fans. They're 8-0 going to the game. They were 7-3. You should have enough fans. You can bash San Diego all you want, but at least we supported when they were winning. It's such a show the other side. What the fuck does that mean? We have 5,000 fans on the other side.
Kayla said, "Luck." The one time my dad walks into the room. Thanks, guys.
You know, I saw.
We were talking about Christmas music.
Yeah, and big blue dildos or strap-ons or whatever. Yeah,
I actually
saw a Charger fan in L.A. I think maybe a week or two ago, and I just stopped dead in the street and looked at him. It was like seeing like a white lion in the wild. I was like, whoa, I didn't know they existed.
Well, they keep going, it takes time to build a fan base. Fuck no. If you're when the NFL comes to your town, you start off with a fan base because people are excited that the NFL is there. And then if you're not good, they slowly will dwindle. You don't have to build a fan base. If it's because when someone tells you, hey, fucking Dean Spanos, we don't want your fucking team. Stay home. But I'm not a billionaire, so I don't know.
Drink right for everyone wrong. Playing along.
Oh, because I said Dean Spanos. Fuck Dean Spanos. Fuck Dean Spanos. Fuck Dean Spanos. I guess you guys aren't going to work tomorrow. Anyway.
Buttheadies and whiskeys.
I love debating people, but not stupid people. When you have no argument, you're just using talking points and you're just fucking stupid. Well,
you know, the thing is that, yeah, you're right. I mean, about the Chargers and everything, but I mean, even the Rams are doing good this year. So,
yeah,
people aren't going to choose the Chargers over the Rams. It's just not going to happen.
No. It's sad. I mean, you got to look at Phillip Rivers, who's probably going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's playing in a stadium that's for a high school, and you're looking and going, and he set the record for most consecutive passes in a game.
I saw that, yeah.
And but it's like, but if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? If the Chargers win a game, does anybody care?
Did anybody see it?
No. No. In fact, people go, well, the tickets are too expensive. Their television ratings are the absolute – they're the lowest ratings of all the games
that are shown. Hypothetically, Chargers go to the Super Bowl this year. They win the Super Bowl. Nobody watches it. It's the lowest watched Super Bowl ever.
Depending on who their opponent is, yeah.
And nobody ever remembers that the Chargers won the Super Bowl. But at least you don't have to see that stupid meme again, Jack.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what would be funny is if the Chargers actually did go to the Super Bowl this year, is that no one would know. Yeah,
no one. Or care. LA would still not watch. They would be like, no. Chargers who?
My wife, I think about this. My wife has been pissed for, this whole season. Since last season, because I'm the one that got her into watching football and to supporting the Chargers. And she finally buys into it. We used to travel to different cities. And this time they were in Cleveland. We didn't go. They're in Pittsburgh this weekend. She goes, I'm just fucking pissed at you. Because we had a blast in Pittsburgh. It's a fun place to watch a football game. She goes, you need to pick a team. I go, I picked the Patriots last year, and I think I'm banned from rooting for them anymore. Yes. I think if I have to pick a team, it would probably be Baltimore. Because
really?
Baltimore?
Because their fan, I've been to two of their games there, and their fans are just fun to watch a game with. They're just a good group to watch a game with. So, and it's close by, but I haven't decided yet. I'm still hoping the Chargers come back. I'm holding out hope. So fuck Dean Spanos.
Yeah. Oh, I'm watching right now. Actually, on my left side over here, the Saints are going to get beat by the Cowboys.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Huh?
What's the score?
13-10.
But yeah, somebody had asked about who in the NFC. I think it was Mandy said who in the NFC.
Mandy. So.
Oh, Mandy, you can something and blah, blah. I don't know this whole song.
What is it? Let's see. I'm getting on the thing here. Oh, it's still 10. It's still 10 minutes. 10 minutes left. Saints will win.
But that's just speaking of LA and being fake fans and all that. So the Dodgers sucked ass all year long. And then they somehow make it to the series, and then they all come out of the woodwork. So I'm sure it's the same in Boston or anywhere else. It's just like, who the hell?
Everybody loves
people.
Everybody loves
when you're winning.
Yeah.
Well, Boston's been like that for. Oh man, the fan base in Boston has had a rough go before the whole series of.
Oh, football. I know it's been. I mean, can you imagine having a football team that has been competitive for 20 some odd years? I mean, not just off and on. Literally every year they have a chance to make the playoffs. That sucks. I mean, how do you deal with that?
No,
how do you
deal I'm saying before that. So
and the Red Sox have won what, 3 World Series in the last 10 years,
and they were featured on one of the greatest television shows ever, Lost.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. So
Celtics have what, like 12, 13 NBA titles. That sucks. That just sucks.
So prior to 2000,
all right, go live in San Diego go live my life in San Diego, and you're gonna be like, did I really just say the poor Boston fans had it rough?
You're not gonna win this one, Chris. I've been there.
Nope.
I've been there as a suffering Indianapolis Colts fan.
My NBA team I supported left because they had a shithead owner and didn't put any money in the team. Yeah, okay, that sucked. My baseball team has been to 2 World Series since 1969. They're okay. Two. I didn't say win. Been to two. The football team I supported since the 60s went to one Super Bowl, and then they turned around and left. So yeah, I got it. Boston, man, I feel bad for those guys.
No, don't feel bad for us now. We're fucking awesome now. Like to be very honest with you, but before 2001, 2002, it was a fucking terrible time. And we had the Celtics in the 80s. And
wait. That was it. Did the Patriots go to the Super Bowl in like 98, 97 against Green Bay?
Okay, well, let's just think about the South, people. I mean, the South has really suffered. I mean, there's no really great teams in the South.
Well, there's not many teams in the South.
Well,
the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup a couple times.
I mean, aside from Blake Bortles and the genius that is the Jaguars.
You must watch
The Good Place, yeah.
Well, Blake Bortles, he's great, man. All right, Chris, I'm sorry, I apologize. Boston's had it rough.
Wait, and then Matt, like, wait, didn't the Colts win, like, an 0-2 or something like that?
Oh, don't get me started. Yeah, then, you know, not an 0-2, but yeah.
No, Matt actually said on Sports Talk, was it the year after the –
I just had mentioned that, you know.
Hey, I'm a long-suffering Colts fan. Shut the fuck up. You just won the Super Bowl.
I think you're paraphrasing there, Jack.
No, literally you said, I'm a long-suffering Colts fan. That was the year they were
13-0 or 13-2 or 13-6.
Oh, no, they hadn't won a game or something like that.
14-2.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, yeah, there was a really shitty year there when Manning went down, and then we got the luck draft picked. So
yeah, that was tough.
Hey guys, remember Santa? Mystical Santa who came from a genie? Huh?
Long-suffering Santa Claus.
Weird, huh? Okay.
So. Well, who gets it? Do we have any reviews? Do we get any reviews?
I don't. Who do I look? Where do I look for reviews now? Do I look back at the Married Man?
I guess.
Do I look at the Merry Man feed, or do I look at the
Alexa? Order me a Santa genie.
This was the other picture that I featured in last week's episode. A lot of people didn't probably see this, but this is my fat cat.
Hey, did that one guy ever send you? Someone won something. Did he ever send you? Because he never responded back to me on the email.
No, I have not received anything from so and so from Texas. I think it was John from Texas.
John, or, yeah.
I yeah. Think so.
Dr. Jeff, right?
I still have his drawing set aside if he wants to reclaim it.
Do you have special stamps?
I do have special stamps.
All right, Chris, I'm assuming you were too busy listening to last week's podcast. Yeah, do you care?
TLDR.
Do you care what's on your stamp? When you get a letter or you're sending off some. Okay, so you think it's a fucking waste of time to stand in line for stamps.
He did not say that it was a fucking waste of time.
I didn't say that.
You can
I am not a philatelist, if you will.
Philatelist? What?
Look it up.
Is that a sex toy?
Alexa, buy a philatelist.
Matt, you are a philatelist.
Oh.
For anyone curious out there,
Google it.
For anyone curious out there, we actually now have our own Ramblecast After Dark feed. Love it.
That's fatalist. I love it.
We have zero reviews so far, so all you people who have given us reviews in the past, you now have a chance to win Fat Cat Peas on Himself and
or this wonderful little card here
because
that I made.
All those great reviews you guys gave us don't mean anything anymore.
This is a beautiful sympathy card. I've had this for a really long time. I love it. It's one of my favorites. It says, "I'm sorry for your loss." You open it up, and there is a large cat who has clearly eaten a bird. So, you know, that's out there too. You know, give us a review. We would really appreciate it. Or send in your email. Jack will read it. He will not play a voicemail. He doesn't know how.
I don't have the mixer. I can't do it.
Yeah. Excuses.
Maybe I'll go cut in line at Best Buy and get a mixer.
There you go.
It is Black Friday season. I do have a question for everybody out there. Some people keep saying my feet is frozen, even though I can. Anyway, you see my fish tank right here, right?
Yeah.
You see the giant goldfish?
Your whale. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a fish up there. He looks like he's dead. He's swimming.
I see him. He's moving.
Okay, well, it's just the water moving right now because the goldfish moved.
Well, the goldfish moves, yeah.
But every time I think he's dead, he's actually alive and then swims. But this is how he lays the whole time. And for the longest time, he was swimming sideways. I don't know if the goldfish attacked him.
Oh, yeah, well, probably. Goldfish are really aggressive.
Yeah, so what do I do? I mean, I can't take it to the vet. But my wife says, you can't kill it. I go, "What? Is he suffering? I don't know. I'm not a fish expert.
Just get some lemon pepper and some asparagus and throw that baby right there in the grill.
I don't know if it's good eating, but I just...
Jack.
What are people in chat saying? Because I really don't know what to do.
While we're waiting, my OCD is where's the there's the frame pictures that are usually behind the aquarium.
Oh, they're back behind me right here.
Oh, okay. You switched it up on us.
Well, I just when I do the Crazy Hank, I don't want a bare wall back there, so I put the photos over there.
And your ward?
No, the ward's not. You know, I don't do that.
Where's Richard Grieco?
Richard Grieco is in the closet. My wife doesn't like my wife when we're recording the Dance with the Stars, she can't stand looking at it.
Wow.
I go, this guy used to be really good looking. She goes, there's no way this guy was really good looking. I go, no, really, he was.
It's like, baby, I could put this on eBay and get a good quarter for it. Yeah. It's our retirement.
Let's see, I'm reading what people said.
Well, they said that the video has been stuck on you all night, and they can't see any of my drawings.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know how that happened. Oh, so they can see me. I'm moving.
No.
Right. Oh. And they're really scared. It's probably why we've dropped a lot of viewers and people in the chat. But you know, hey, whatever.
Hey, you know what? Fuck Dean Spanos.
I don't think we'll be able to get to a versus tonight, but I think we should do this Christmas song versus, right? For next week, maybe?
Do it next week?
Are we going to go for best or worst Christmas
song? Ooh, what do you guys think?
We did worst last year.
Did we do worst?
Did we do we did. Worst?
I know we did.
We did a worst versus. Yeah. I don't remember that. Maybe I wasn't on that show.
Huh.
I don't know.
Let's do best.
Let's be positive.
Yeah, what would Jay do? What would Jay pick?
Jay would be.
Who fucking cares?
Jay would be Googling best top Christmas song of all time.
It's beginning to look a lot like mishmash.
It's gotta be the Beatles. Everyone knows.
He would go for the Paul McCartney song. You know that.
It's clearly Paul McCartney.
Even though he's an asshole.
Yeah.
I've got mine. I know exactly what song I would pick.
Wait. I'm dreaming. Oh, white Christmas.
No, not that one, but close.
We used to sing that when people would get busted for cocaine.
Oh, okay.
back in the 80s, because we had crappy sports teams our whole life, so we had to have fun at the games.
Speaking
of drugs, guys, you guys know
recreational marijuana dispensaries are now open in my lovely state of Massachusetts.
That's Shane.
That's great. I gotta get a vapor or something like that, because the stuff that I got is just too strong. And it's like burning my throat and I'm coughing and hacking. And I don't use it for pleasure. I use it to just try and relieve the back pain.
After you come out with that strap on, you know, sex toy, yeah, you're gonna need it.
just an update in the chat. Yeah, they're really complaining about how it's been stuck on you all night. I mean, it's like, phew.
Whew. What do you want me to do?
I don't know, but Sherry, I am sorry. Anyway, Mandy says you did Christmas movie last year. So yeah,
that's what it was. Here, I'm going to do sponsorship. Here's Coca-Cola.
Frozen. Actually, you're all frozen.
Hey. Here's my toilet paper. It's charger gloves. Fuck Dean Spanos.
You know what you do? You know what you do, Jack? There's a little button somewhere on your control feature for Google, and you got to click off of it or something. I don't know.
I'll say, is that better?
Click around.
I'm on control here.
Maybe it's not on control. Maybe it's just you're controlling it somehow.
Let's see here.
It's beginning to look a lot like shit chat.
Sorry. That's what I got stuck in my head.
I'm looking.
I apologize.
That better?
That is better, yes.
I took myself off and it's just JJ.
People love it. They're actually writing in it right now.
Are they screaming in the streets?
if anybody wants to see.
Oh, fine. So everybody's there now?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Let me.
Well, they said they can see Matt now.
What? They can. Okay.
Jack, it's a good thing you fix that when we're
It's just half almost done with the show. No,
hour
no,
and 40
Chris,
minutes into it.
Yeah. Okay. So to recap,
I'm a long-suffering Boston fan.
There is this picture, which I didn't show. It's just
oh, snow, yeah, you didn't show
it. Yeah, snowflakes. Snowflakes falling.
Aqua background.
Snowflakes falling on an open fire.
It's actually cocaine on a table.
And this was what I had showed earlier. I'm sorry for your loss. And just to recap.
That might be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah.
He's done a couple good ones since you've been gone.
Yeah. Since you've been gone.
And so yes, and I don't know what I did with Santa. Where did Santa go?
That was Genie Santa.
Here is Genie Santa.
How come you can't make one that says "fuck you, Spanos"?
You get wait, you got to make a gene.
You clearly found the Mentos.
were you stressing that one out? You thought the movers might find the Mentos?
Dude, it's been a week.
The movers packed it.
They packed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had it in a box. They packed a
bowl. Yeah.
Probably. I had it in a box. I thought that I'd have it the next day, but it didn't work out. You should make a Dini Santos.
A Dini Santos.
Wow.
Just to share a little story from my past. This was when I was in my 20s, and it was totally legal in the state of Indiana. I decided that I was moving in between apartments, and I thought, hey, why don't I just stay high? And I packed up all my shit, moved, and then I didn't know where any of my crap was. And it was all in different boxes. It was like I couldn't find anything. So never pack high, never unpack high. And
This is great advice.
I'm moving into my new apartment. It's 3 a.m. I am unaware, completely oblivious.
Wait. You're moving in at 3 a.m. What were your neighbors thinking?
Exactly.
Who's this fucking dick?
I am moving in at 3 a.m. and
now I got it. Now I got the whole post office thing. You just don't fucking care about anybody else. Go ahead. I got it.
Look, listen. I was in my 20s at the time. I didn't know what was going on.
You didn't know that you had to be moving at 3 a.m. was a dick move.
The dick move was probably playing Led Zeppelin at 3 a.m. moving. And completely oblivious that I have new neighbors up above who came down knocking at my door and said, "We're trying to fucking sleep." And at that point, I'm higher than a kite and I'm like paranoid as shit. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you say what? Not Zeppelin fans? Come on.
Yeah, I was like, come on. The song remains the same, man.
Now, Jay always gets upset when you mention pot and Zeppelin, because I used to say that was a stoner group. You know, it was stoner music.
I can confirm that in my 20s, yes.
They're really great musicians.
No, people listen to it for the music. I go, yeah, I'm not saying they weren't a good band. I go, but I grew up in the stoner age. That's what people listen to when they were stoned. They listened to Led Zeppelin.
And their lyrics were so hard-hitting with, baby, 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 baby.
Is he really just saying that over and over again?
Yes, he is. All right. Anyway, sorry. That was my little words of wisdom.
You're lucky you didn't get beat up.
It was the mom that came down.
Oh.
They moved out. Not my fault, but they did eventually move
Alexa,
out.
Play Led Zeppelin.
You won't be able to play Led Zeppelin, will you?
Oh, they don't have it?
I don't know if Amazon does or not.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Alexa, play holiday music.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thank you.
Everywhere we go.
I got you all singing it now.
Go ahead, Nick.
So Die Hard, Christmas movie? Not Christmas movie.
We talked
about
this.
Unfortunately, it's been confirmed. It's definitely not.
It's definitely not.
What Bruce Willis said, it's not. So I got to go with my bald brother on that.
What Bruce says.
I guess I'm in the minority on this one. Yeah.
I was of the Christmas movie camp until Bruce Willis came out and said nay.
Yeah, when Bruce Willis said it's not a Christmas movie, how can I argue?
You know how it is when these old curmudgeons.
Yippee-ki-yay. You know,
Oh my God! I just remember something I wanted to share.
You punched an old guy in Nashville
who looked like Bruce Willis,
and you interrupted Nick doing it.
I did. Yeah. So that was the stream of consciousness in there where the whole Bruce Willis thing. Bruce Willis was in a movie called Looper.
Yes. The director of The Last Jedi.
Was director of The Last Jedi, who I met the other day.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Well, I was really nerdy to him. So he was in my store, and I didn't say anything. Why he's here, I have no idea. I think he's because he's filming that movie Knives Out, and I think that's taking place all over the area. So he's in my store, and I didn't do. I'm not the type of person who's going to go and walk up to him in the middle of his own business or whatever. And then as he's leaving, one of my employees actually went up and gave him a hug. But but as he was leaving, I was up the front, and I was like, "Hey, you guys have a nice day." He's there with his wife. He's like, "Yeah, you too." And as he's walking the door, I go, "And may the force be with you."
Yeah, he's never coming back. May the force be with you.
He turned around, he gave me a nice little smile, and it was a cool little exchange.
You know, the smile was, "What an asshole."
Well, the thing is, though, is like he that dude, you're not gonna see him. Like people see him, they're not gonna recognize him, rather. Like,
right.
Nobody knows who that is unless
Ryan Johnson is who we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What about the girl that gave him a hug? Obviously she knew who he was.
We don't know if it was a girl or not.
I'm assuming it was a girl.
No, it was not.
It wasn't.
Oh!
No.
I apologize.
That is so sexist of you, man.
I guess that kicks me off the broadcast.
But was it sexual assault?
No, it was a welcome to
embrace. Male.
All right.
But
everyone likes a good fondle on the buttocks every now and then.
There you go. But it was just really kind of cool. I was like, whoa, that dude directed Star Wars. So I texted Nick. I told Nick, I said, Nick, so I said, I went up to him and I said, "May the force be with you." And Nick's first response within seconds was, "I probably would have said something much, much different."
Of course, it's me. I have to. Yeah. I mean, I'm because like Jack can
he would have gotten into a full blown critique. So why did you do this with Luke Skywalker? I mean, a lot of people are upset.
Well, that's I don't know if I definitely wouldn't have done the high octave nerd voice of like, you know. So let me tell you about why you messed up Star Wars. No, but I'm not shy to walk up to people, that's for sure. Because I remember when Star Wars, The Clone Wars came out first season, I walked right up to Dave Filoni and just was like, "Dude, you didn't show how Anakin got his scar. And then what about this and this?" And he kind of like, "Yeah, you're right." He goes, "But Lucas wanted me to start at this point, so I didn't have a say in it." I was like, "Oh, okay." He gave me the perfect answer for me to stop bitching. So I was like, all right, you know, he knows what to say. But yeah, I mean, it's like the same thing as like Jack will tell you and Jay will tell you the same thing. Like when Evangeline Lilly was in the hotel in San Diego, I mean, I just saw her standing there by herself. I was like, oh, she looks lonely. I'll go talk to her. And then just, you know.
Did you do the Southern Belle? I do declare.
I'm on the vapors, honey. Look at you. You are so putty.
Yeah, we were all sitting there going, I can't believe you just walked up to her.
Yeah. The way Colleen tells it was Colleen pointed out to Jay and Jack that, like, look, there's Evangeline Lilly over there standing. And then Jack, this is my memory of it. And then Jack says to Colleen, like, I'm just going to walk up to her like that guy. And then Colleen's like, "You mean Nick?"
That's it. That's exactly what it was. I go, "I'm not going to walk up to her and be that nerd guy that walks up to." I think I said nerd guy because there was because you could see all the people that, you know, there are a lot of Lost fans there, and they're all like going, "Oh my God, it's Evangeline Lilly. Oh my God, it's Evangeline Lilly."
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm too cool to do that. But I was sitting back going, "Oh my God, that's Evangeline Lilly." Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. It's a memory that I have. She doesn't have that memory because, I mean, it was too good for her.
Because I think we've met her. I've met her three times now. And she, four times, I think. And she just still goes, "Yeah." And I go, "Well, never mind."
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's okay if I'm not remembered.
It's kind of weird, though, because, same as, I like Kate Meducci, who's a little, you've seen her in things. She's like a ukulele player, and she's
Well, that's why you like her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's been in like a lot of little bit parts, and
she was in the Scrubs, right?
She was in Scrubs. Yeah, exactly. Okay. She was the Gooch in Scrubs, yeah. And I had taken a few photos of her on Instagram at a concert she was doing that she reposted because she liked the photos.
Stalker.
And then, no, I just was like, you know, like anyway, I take videos and photos of concerts I'm seeing. And then,
luckily your mom wasn't there taking the photos.
That's true, because they would have been messed up. That's true. But, and then I had met her once previously before, but I saw her at an art exhibit maybe a month or two ago. And she looked at me and she's like, I know you, Donna. And I kind of was like, we've met. But you know, or something like that. But it's like, yeah.
Well, at least she remembered that you.
Yeah, it makes you feel nice. I mean, she is really a kind of a geeky social person. So.
Yeah, but at least she remembered you.
Yeah, I was happy.
That's nice. It's nice to be remembered.
Oh, Matt disappeared.
Yeah, I think we bored Matt.
Mausers must have attacked.
Did you guys notice I was gone for like 2 or 3, 4 minutes?
You were?
Yeah, my computer kicked me out.
Oh no! I noticed that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So was I.
It's funny. I'm the only one who's not. Oh,
the catch, not a catch.
So you're in your new home now, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Are you? Does it feel like home? Are you still adjusting? Is it drafty?
It is starting to feel like home. Mm-hmm. Not too drafty. This house is 100 years newer. So this house, I believe, is as old as I am, which is kind of nice.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job with it. Because the people we bought the home from, they built the house when they were in their 20s.
Oh, nice.
Gotcha.
So that must have been hard for them to leave, I would think.
Yeah.
So since it's built in the late 70s,
1980.
Oh, 1980. Okay. Can you tell? Because like that's one of the things I noticed right off the bat. Like when I walk in certain homes, like, oh, this was built in the 50s. This was built in the 70s. Because like it just has those.
Yep.
Very
well. If it has paneling, you're thinking, okay, this is built in the 60s.
I mean, if you look behind me, you can see the wood trim. That wood trim, which is very, very popular in the 80s, as was the house I grew up in. That wood trim that you see is everywhere. I'd give you a tour, but everyone sleep upstairs.
Is there a poop floating in the basement?
There is no poop floating in the basement.
There you go.
I have central air heating now.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, no more oil.
Oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, man. I'm pretty excited. So like yeah, a lot of the stuff is definitely very 80s in the house. But they've you can see that they've made a conscious effort to try and update a lot of the 80s style stuff. But I think
The problem is you have all these do-it-yourself network shows. It's like electronics and stuff like that. There's no such thing as state of the art anymore because once you get something, it's already been improved. True. Now the houses, they used to stay the same for like 15, 20 years.
Right.
But now the people they're showing, well, you should do this. You should do this. It's like we've done things two or three years ago and they're already outdated.
Oh, yeah. Well, think about like I remember seeing some home improvement show or something like that where somebody had just built a house like in 2006 or 7 and they put iPod docks in every single room. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you're going to regret that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I've actually covered up when we did some work. I just covered up the phone jacks and all the I just covered them up.
There's a couple phone jacks here. In one of the rooms downstairs in the basement, there's actually an old school like intercom system still set up.
Oh, yeah, nice. We had that too. Yeah,
and but it does not have a second one anywhere.
It's probably covered up.
Yeah.
My wife goes, "What happens if we need those again?" I go, "When are you going to need a phone jack?"
Right.
And she goes, "I don't know." I go, "Well, you know what? I'll just uncover it."
There you go. Nice.
After the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So the one thing that we do have to do, I'm actually in the process of getting taken care of, is that you know when you do like a home inspection or even checking out a house, you don't necessarily stand in the shower.
Is it short? Hey, and then we get a dog.
No, but the shower. Oh, hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, the shower that's in there now, the tub, is probably the same tub that was installed back in 1980.
Really?
So when you stand in it, it totally like dips down, and it doesn't drain properly and everything. So,
that's the way we roll in the 80s.
It's not the end of the world, but I'm putting a new tub in, and we're gonna do the three walls will be like tiled, the slate tile type of thing. So that's gonna happen probably the next week or two.
I do have to maybe finish by saying I kind of owe my wife an apology. For the longest time, she wanted a double oven, right? There was a long
thing. I think we might have talked about that a couple times.
Yeah.
Alexa, buy a double oven.
And I'm always, I'll be right back, but I'm listening.
I go, you don't need a fucking double oven. We just don't need it. It's just stupid. Cooking the meal?
Oh, there you are.
So I froze up.
A little bit.
Yep, that's all right.
Okay. Anyway, I cooked Thanksgiving dinner this year. I was frying a turkey, and then she bought what she thought was a chicken, like a chicken breast type thing. But it turned out to be another turkey. I go, what am I going to do with this? I go, well, I guess I'll, because she didn't know if everyone's going to like the fried one. So she said, in case you fuck up the fried turkey, we'll have a backup. I said, okay. So I had to cook that one as a normal, and that took like, it takes like 2.5-3 hours to cook the turkey. So I'm doing that one. Took me an hour and a half to warm up. I had it outside. I have an electric fryer. It took like an hour and a half for it to warm up. And of course, everyone showed up on. Jay and Colleen are usually late. They were on time. Everyone was on time. I'm like, I'm not ready yet. So, and then I needed. I'm trying to microwave certain stuff, and I'm trying to. I got all the things on the stove topper going. I go, fuck! I need another oven.
So you were in a situation where you actually wanted the other oven.
Yeah, because I always call this is going to keep me off the broadcast too. I always jokingly called Thanksgiving Dad's Day because that's the day I just sit around and eat and watch football.
Oh,
I said so. Dad's Day is getting screwed because I have to make the meal and stuff.
Dad's Day gets screwed because the Detroit Lions suck.
Yeah, why are we always forced to watch freaking Detroit because it's Green Bay every year?
It's tradition, but
no Cowboys.
Again,
sorry, yeah.
Again, I'm just joking, ladies. I just think it's funny to throw out Dad's Day. I go, she goes, you have Father's Day. I go, do I really get it? Do I really get? I mean, I have to do. Everyone comes up. It's Dad's Day is Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's the day I'm just supposed to sit around and do nothing.
I like it, Jack. I agree because like no one remembers Father's Day. It's just kind of like, eh.
No, they don't care.
It's an afterthought.
Yeah. It's not
in the summertime too, so you know you're always doing shit outside.
Yeah. So I usually have barbecue on Dad's Day. I mean on Father's Day, but I fried the turkey. It came out pretty good, but I'm gonna keep tinkering with it. This was the second time I did it. It was really good. It was nice and tender. I injected it with virgin olive oil and butter, and then put all the seasoning on it and stuff. And
why is it gonna be virgin?
Because it's better than the other oil. I don't know.
Sure.
I was going to say something, but I've already been in enough trouble today. So
it's lube. It's lube that hasn't been used yet for his sex toys that he's got on the way.
Yeah.
We should probably end it there, I think.
Yep. But anyway, congratulations to Chris.
Yes. Thank you. And so good to have you back, Chris.
Yeah. It's great to be here. Sorry I was gone, but...
I enjoyed it because I wasn't the only one who had to interrupt Nick. So that made me feel a lot better.
And goodbye from Baxter. This is our dog Baxter. So
this is one that keeps escaping, right?
This is the escape artist. We've nicknamed him Houdini. So
I think he's confused. He doesn't know what the screen is.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on. He's really just looking at those cheese balls like, come on, man. Come on, give me a cheese ball.
He wants to get hooked on those cheese balls.
If you need to buy some Planters cheese balls like we all do, right, you're going to go to Amazon. And Sherry gave a big props to Nick because he got the Amazon link correct.
For once, we got it right, which is jandjack.com/Amazon.
And what about patrons? You want to do that one?
Me? No, I don't remember those. That's Matt. Matt does a good job with those.
All right, Matt, do the patrons.
But do the patrons? You mean list the patrons? Because I just say go to jandjack.com and click on the patrons link.
Oh, that.
Yeah, because you know, at $1, you know, you can join us for this live feed, I believe.
And the best part was for 90 minutes of it, it was just seeing me. So that's a win-win. Alexa, get this old bald head guy off my screen.
You got your cap on. You're good.
I do.
Matt, next week, Dean.
You would say it.
Deanie Santos?
Deanie Santos. Deanie Santos.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah, or send us an email, and you know, I'd be happy to hand out. I know there was a lot of people in the chat. I would love to just pick somebody at random, but you know, I had a lot of good drawings that I showed off, some oldies but goodies. Send us an email, even if it's just like, hey,
RCAD at gmail. I'm sorry, RCADcast.
Yes,
at gmail. It's really simple. RCADcast at gmail. If you want to give us a call, fuck off. Fuck you, Dean Spanos. We can't do it.
Yeah, and write us a review. We're a fresh new feed now, so.
Is that what it says? Ramblecast After Dark?
I just went to the podcast in my iPhone and I typed in Ramblecast, and it was the first thing that popped up.
Really? Because I was really going for the RCAD.
Yeah, I got it's the new logo. Of course, we have Married Man. We have Jacob. The Married Man show that pops up first, and then RCAD.
Jacob did a great job on the logo, I thought.
So yeah, give us a feedback, and you know, you can rate us and review us again. You know, if you have already, and be happy to share some artwork. And I will fucking give you a nice, cool stamp. Screw Jack and his anti-USPS
flatalist.
Yeah, I mean, what is he, MAGA? So
no,
come on,
no, you're a flatalist.
What?
Flatalist.
Flatalist.
What a word.
I only use a ladle when I'm cooking soup.
Anyway, but like I said, if you've given us a review in the past, one of the things is I can't give another review. Yes, you can now. Yes, you can. If you look at the logo, the best part about the logo, I think, is how Jacob listed the name. What do you think, Nick?
I
you know what's funny? The only thing I said, I go, Jay. I go, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't care. So, but I never noticed that you were. Well, you might want to tell the story, Nick.
Well, no, my opinion on the new logo is well documented now. A lot of people.
He's just upset because he got billing after me because M comes before billing. N. Yeah. You know, it's not my fault.
I mean, so does O for the other guy. I mean, either way, I was screwed.
Chris hasn't been here for a whole month.
And he got like third. He got third billing.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, but you can become a patron.
Being a boss
at the $5 level, you get an extra show, an extra patron show, which we are going to record soon.
The next one is work stories.
Work stories, yeah, work stories.
Which I thought I had an out because I'm out of work, so I figured I had an out. But no, I guess I could use old work stories.
Yeah.
So great.
All my work stories are going to be related with Jack and podcasting with him. So
this is work.
But you can also, you can become a patron, and there's a couple special patrons that we have.
Well, actually, all the patrons are special, man.
They are special.
We love them all, Matt. We love them all. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffelder, Molly Millennial. I'm sorry, not Molly Millennial. Maggie the Magnificent. I keep saying that. Ed the Linen Carrier and Joanne with a Plan. Thanks for doing what you do. And hey, we landed on Mars. Way to go, NASA.
That's pretty dope.
Woo.
I thought that was pretty cool.
It's all it Joanne.
It's all what?
Joanne.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the image that got released today? The 360 shot?
I heard it was pretty cool. I did not see it yet.
It's cool and scary at the same time. Because you're like, wow, it's just like being in a desert, a red desert. But it's like, wow, it's really cool. I liked it, but it's just like...
You see the one they have Marvin the Martian?
Yeah. I've seen that one. Yeah. It's like, why do we have to go to another desert planet? Come on, guys. Like, you know, Star Wars had the whole Jakku thing and Tatooine. Come on, let's do it. Let's go to a water planet this time.
Where should they go? Once they go to Mars, where should they go? What's the next one?
Let's go to Io. Come on, let's go to an ice planet, you know?
I think it would be Titan. Yeah, the moon.
Well, okay, Titan, but Io is kind of cool because it's got ice and you drill down and maybe there's life underneath that.
Okay,
maybe that's Europa. I'm sorry. I get my Galilean moons kind of mixed up, so I apologize, Joanne with Plan.
That was Matt. Remember that. Wasn't me. I asked this question years ago on one of the Ramblecasts or something with Jay, it's about going to the moon. And like 50% of people said they wouldn't go.
I think we talked about this like 3 weeks ago.
I know, but okay, now you have a chance to go to Mars.
We were almost done, Jack.
Would you go to Mars?
It takes 8 months to go to Mars.
Oh, but you know what? Women are pregnant for 9 and they don't complain.
Yeah, but you're going to be in cramped quarters for 8 months.
Hold on. What did you say, Jack?
I'm trying to get up. I'm back on the good side.
No, but what did you say?
I don't remember.
Women are pregnant for what?
9 months and they don't complain.
In what fucking world are you living?
My wife never complained. At least I didn't hear it. When she was speaking, I was happy she was carrying my child. And I never heard any complaining.
Tip of the hat to you, Jack. And you're full of crap.
And I said,
anyway, you're still full of shit.
You're still not getting that fucking double oven.
I mean, yeah. Jack, everyone knows Jack's going to go to a gas giant. So that's just the way it's going to be.
Anyway.
All right, guys. There it is.
Maybe on Uranus. Yeah. So
there's the name for the podcast.
Maybe on Uranus.
All right, guys. That's all we got. Hey, thanks for everyone in the chat for joining us.
Yes.
I'm sorry you had to look at me the whole time. I didn't know that was going on. I thought it was meant that I was frozen, but.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes. I'm sorry for all those fans of Boston that suffered with those bad sports teams for so long. I mean, it just, God, I feel bad for them. Anyway, that's all I got. And one more drink for everyone. Fuck you, Dean Spanos.
Deanie Spanos.
Great show, Chris. One and a Chris.
Hey.
See ya.
Bye.